I was about that close to playing the rugby league thing. That's how close I was. Richard Shawright's back.
Yes.
How are you doing, Rich?
Well, I'm pleased because they say don't take a holiday in radio because they'll get something better than you to do your job, which is why, you know, they employ me because I'm not as good as everyone else. But Andy's done a really good job, so I'm really proud of Andy.
Yeah, no, I think we should all be proud of Andy for that one. I would be, but I'm now very, very much last in this one. Reigning champion Sam Bridges joins us. How are you doing, Sam?
I'm all right, good. Andy's really annoyed. Rich is back.
Mm.
No, he's visibly upset in the corridor.
Yeah, I could tell.
Because you told him he was on, and then Rich turned up.
I really wanted to go speak to Keith Galloway and ask him about Celtic and stuff as well, but Mark's got to do it instead.
Oh, well, fair enough then, fair enough. Yeah, I didn't expect, but we were happy that Richard Shawright's back in as well. And as always, Quizmaster Kat is back. How are you, Catherine?
Good, thank you.
Oh, good stuff. How's the quiz today?
It's good. Andy even had a team name, and he was so proud of it. You have to call him in at half time.
Well, he could tweet us in, Kat, at Reading. Scott Yorkshire. And you can too at home. Let us know how you get on in the quiz and give us your impossible pub quiz names as well. Let's just fire straight into it, shall we, Kat? Let's go for number one.
Oh. What about team names?
Yeah. Team names, sorry. In fact, let me tell you the scores. I think Andy's on 11. I think that's what it looks like up there.
Andy?
To me. Richard Shawright on 11. Richard Shawright on 11.
Oh, man.
It's a Monday. I'm not doing well. Sam is on 6.
7.
I don't know why I said 7.
Why don't we put numbers on the board rather than tally marks?
Sam's on 7 you
know,
and you're on 6.
You're right. All right. Yeah, after this, they will all be numerical rather than tally numbers. Which is my fault. My fault there.
I've just seen Tom Carnduff very smartly dressed.
Oh, well, that's good.
He's in a jacket.
Must have a job interview.
Is he going to work at somewhere? What's going on?
I was
going
to say, we will keep you to date with Tom Carnduff's dress a little bit later on. But catch you off a pub quiz team names first.
Okay.
Sam Bridges.
Why do you have to go to Kat to come to me? I don't understand. You're having a nightmare.
Just
call the quiz off this week. I didn't have a team name, not as prepared as Andy Lawson, but this quiz interrupted my curry, so that is my team name. This quiz interrupted my curry.
Fair enough. Strong start on the quiz names. Richard Shawright.
I have just on a bookie's pen, which is great, but B... it is Chris, no. Hayley, yes, please.
Ah, see, Chris McQueen, of course. Now, I've explained the Chris McQueen story to Kat.
Christmas Queen.
That's a whole different kind of thing.
My team name is For Queens and Country, because, of course, he played for Queensland.
Yeah.
In the state.
That's very good.
It's not funny, but it's a smile. Mm.
I can think of one former Legion United striker that wouldn't like that team name, but apart from him, everyone else would like it.
I'll think about that. Kat, shall we go for number one, shall we? Starting off with the sports section, of course.
How many wins did Muhammad Ali have in his professional career?
Sam, of course, our boxing correspondent.
Hold on. Is this the closest to the pin question?
Yeah.
Of course, knowing everything about boxing and York City. And occasionally about Sheffield United as well, Sam.
Occasionally?
Yeah, occasionally.
From 2009 to 2011.
The glory days, of course. The glory days, where it all went wrong. How are you feeling about that one?
I have no idea.
No,
he boxed for a long time, didn't he? Because he was around...
Is this professional wins?
Early 80s. So. But he had that time off when he was, you know, not allowed to box because the Americans were naughty.
That's true.
He was in the right.
Yeah.
He was in the wrong.
That's true.
So I just picked a random number.
Okay, then. Yeah, no, I'm going to do the same.
I don't know.
I'm going to go with this. The first one that comes to mind because I have no idea. Kat, let's go for number two, shall we?
In which sport can you score a Wazari, Ippon and Yuko?
And this is a real sport. It's not one of those.
It's not like unicorn.
What were the things?
Yeah.
Wazari.
Ippon.
Yep.
It says Waza Ari, sorry. Ippon and Yuko. Yuko.
Okay, then.
Yuko.
Oh, I might know this. I say that, I never get it right when I say that.
Went to school with a girl called Yuko. just
popped
into my head.
Thanks, Catherine. Any updates on Tom Carnduff's...
No, but he was really smart. He's wearing a tweed jacket.
He's off to the race. He's off to Pontefract.
I was going to say.
Bobby Beavers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unbelievable. Should we go for number three, Kat?
Who are Mary Kaitang, Katani, Mary Katani and Daniel Wanjiro?
Okay, Adam. And this is in the sport
question.
Yeah,
this is.
Okay.
Mary... Can we have a spelling there, Kat, please?
K-E-I-T-A-N-Y and Daniel W-A-N-J-I-R-U.
No, that's not how you spell Daniel. I know that. Should we go for number four, Kat? Go for the C, general knowledge part.
What colour was Oscar the Grouch originally?
Originally?
I bet it's just one of those trick questions, isn't it?
Not really, no.
No?
Oh, no. No, no.
Fair enough, fair enough. Oh. How are you feeling so far, Sam?
Not great.
Oh, wow.
My poor form continues.
Rich?
Of all the Muppets, he's my favourite. I feel more akin with Oscar the Grouch than anyone else.
Because
I live in a bin.
Catch you up for number five.
Pablo Escobar earned around $420 million a week.
Yeah.
But how much a month did he pay for rubber bands to hold his money?
Oh, I know this! I've seen it, I've read it. I've read it and everything, and it's...
You don't know it, though, do you?
No, but I've read it. I've read this.
Oh, that's...
Scary. Cat's on form today.
So hold on a bit.
I was wearing a tweed jacket, I won't be getting this.
Do they have pound shops in Colombia?
No.
Imagine going in though, getting that many rubber bands.
So how much a month did he spend on rubber bands?
And how much did he make a month?
A year. Oh, no, a week. He made $420 million a week.
A company in the bank.
He lost 10% of it to rats eating it.
Oh. Yeah, I'm saying.
What, rubber 420 band? Million.
Cocaine or money.
Minus 20, 10%.
I've no idea.
So it's how much a year or how much a week?
A week.
No, how much a month?
How much a month?
Yeah. But he made that a year.
Where is Rachel Riley running? This is more complicated than Leeds getting into the playoffs.
Yeah, this is. What currency we're talking about, Kat?
Dollars.
American dollars. Cool.
What's the ratio? How many dollars does it need before you have one elastic band? Does he double band?
You can't go from the...
Yeah, how much does elastic band cost?
How much does he put in?
It's like an algebra now.
$500.
I have two figures. I have how much he makes a week.
$420 million.
And how many elastic bands he buys.
Is this how much he paid for them or how many elastic bands?
Like how much money a month they pay.
Right, we're going to figure this one out and we're back right after this. I think the best decision I ever made was changing the music for this cap.
Yeah, Joe Rawson was so annoyed with it.
Who? Yeah, who? I know. All that hassle, it got me to change the song.
Well done, Chesterfield, on being relegated, by the way. Congratulations, enjoy League Two.
That's true. All the sights next season. Darn it. Let's get the answers, Kat. Let's first go for the impossible pub quiz team names.
You're going to get it, Danny.
Yes!
You're
going
to get it. It was quite sorry. The curry just didn't cut it.
Oh, that'd be a good quiz team now. The curry doesn't cut it.
Okay.
Fair. I'm happy with that. Let's leave it here. Kat, let's go for... Let's go for the quiz, shall we, Kat? Let's go for number one.
Okay, how many wins did Muhammad Ali have in his professional career?
Sam, as our boxing correspondent, how many did he...
And the worst historian of all time of anything. 63.
63, Rich,
I'm probably way out, but I picked around at number 37.
I went for 113.
Jesus Christ. 56, Sam wins.
Oh! Not too far out.
I'm happy with the guess.
Yeah, I was well out then. I just came to mind, I thought I'll just go for that. Let's go for number two, Kat.
In which sport can you score Awaza, Ari, Ippon and Yuko?
I went for Aussie rules.
You'd be wrong.
That's behind and goals. This is a sport Harry Grayson used to do at the Olympics. Is it judo?
It is judo.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I went for kabaddi. Because I saw Richard Ratzland ever in the past.
Talk to kabaddi, it's coming to Yorkshire.
That's fair enough. We still need a kabaddi judo team, of course. Catch another number three.
Who are Mary Kitani and Daniel Wanjiro?
Sam.
I gave up halfway through. Can't spelling the names out. Just where they sound like they could be ice skaters, like Tovel and Dean.
Fair enough. Richard Shaw, right?
Did they win the London Marathon?
Maybe.
I ain't got that, Kat. I went for competitive British Bake Off abroad. Because it sounds like the sort of names of bakers. Make it sport.
It was right under your noses. It was the winners of the marathon.
Oh.
It sounds African.
All I've got is half a sandwich, Kat. I was never getting that. I didn't even know it was yesterday until later on. I don't watch it.
Hashtag get inspired.
Hashtag no.
Yeah.
Hashtag no. You run it yourself. I'm gonna walk.
I'm getting a bus.
I've got Uber.
Thank you, Richard. It's all right.
What's in London?
She's the king of correspondence for the London Marathon. It needs to happen next year. Richard, you're right down there.
Stand randomly, not paying any attention to it.
Just rant.
I've been inspired by all these people raising money for charity, but
nah. Catch you for number four.
What colour was Oscar the Grouch originally?
Sam.
I can't remember what colour he is, but I'm just going orange.
I remember he's green. I went for blue.
Orange.
Mr. Ross.
Yes. How did he get that?
Do you know how I got that? Because this morning, my son was watching a little video on YouTube, and it was a Sesame Street toy that you pressed the button, and Oscar the Grouch was on it, and he was orange. That's why I didn't know whether that was his original colour or not, but so I knew he was orange.
He's watching really old school. That was like 80s.
Oh, yeah, YouTube kids. It's good.
Fair enough.
Just not those videos of Peppa Pig being murdered. Don't watch those.
Let's go for number five, Kat.
That was live on Facebook, like.
Pablo Escobar earned around $420 million a week. For how much a month did he pay for rubber bands to hold the cashola?
Which is your right.
$500,000.
Ooh. That's a lot.
It's rubber bands, Rich.
I don't know. I don't
but it's got to be some kind of spectacular. Yeah. Is this the nearest the pin question?
Yeah.
I'll put a cross next to it anyway.
I went for $10,000.
Okay.
Sounds like the world's worst auction. $200,000.
$2,500.
Yes!
Back in the game.
You're going to be able to copy that.
Each if he... note. He wasn't
to be
like...
fair, in digits, Kat, I'm the closest. Got a two in it.
Yeah, but he made 4 point... What was it? 4 point...
420... million a week.
Yeah, and he can't nip down to the shop. He'd be
that's
getting these in wholesale. He's going to have to do the transport. Yeah,
El cash and cash.
Can't imagine it with
that. El Costco.
Oh, there he may.
Many pesetas. Moi pesetas.
Well, I thought you said dollars, Kat. Well. Anyway, you got the currency fees. You know, we don't think of these things, do we, when we think of Pablo
Escobar? Sam, I've been a drug dealer.
Just generally, administration would be a problem. Anyway, low scoring today.
Not really.
Isn't it?
Just for you, unfortunately.
Maybe I think I stopped writing them down after a while.
For me and Sam, yeah.
How many did you get, Sam?
I got three in the end.
Rich, you
three?
Got three?
Yeah, yeah.
We got one.
The old Oscar.
But I've got the quiz team name, yeah, which I haven't got since 2015.
So you get the creativity point.
Yay! I'll take that. Richard, thanks again.
That's all right.
Much appreciated.
Hopefully I'll be back again soon.
See you in June, yeah.
Sam, impressive.
I feel like I'm back in the game now, yeah.
Yeah. No, that is
best
impressive
quiz ever, that Kat. Well done.
Thanks.
Kat, how do you feel about the quiz?
Happy with it, it was all right.
Happy it is.
I'm quite sad for that girl that her parents named her the same thing as a judo move.
Yeah, well, you're right there. Anyway, more great tunes coming up. Thanks a lot for coming in, guys. Much appreciated.